That LK. UF and 4ZLK.
Shane, I'm not Jody, but KO4H gets.
She'll do.
Destinated already.
Get some washer fluid after I put fuel in the truck. And I noticed my radiator reservoir is a little low. So I'm wondering, it's about half full. I mean, obviously I have a leak somewhere.
Probably not. You know, they'll lose some over time no matter what.
Well, I hope I don't. I went for a long time after I flushed out the system and put all new radiator fluid in there. Went for a long time and didn't have any issues, and then I had that, you remember, I took it over to Wayne's to have those cups replaced, and then didn't have any issue for a while, and just recently I noticed it was leaking, or going down.
Look, I'm assuming then, if you do have a leak, more than likely it'll be either the weep hole on the water pump, or the thermostat housing neck. You'll see a green trace or a white trace where it's calcified.
I just stopped by. I turned around and went by the international place here. They're not open yet. I was hoping they'd be. That's where I got the red radiator fluid the last time. Can I get that anywhere else that you know of?
You can get a couple of places, auto parts stores, but it's not the easiest thing to find, though.
I'll come by here early tomorrow on the way into work. And hopefully, I'll have to figure out what time they're open. If I get here before 5, they should be open.
Probably are.
It was kicking on a couple days when it was really hot. Like it does, you know, when it sounds, well, it kind of sounded like your truck. Your Kenworth when the fan kicks on, and I hadn't noticed that before. I mean, I'd heard it kick on when the engine was just starting, and that when you first take off, it's got that little extra sound. But driving into work last week a couple times, I was like, "Hey, the fan kick. It sounds like the fan's running." So maybe that's why.
Well, like I said, you just take a look there, and that's the two most common places for those to leak.
Housing, and what was the other one?
Bottom of the water pump.
Something I can tighten up or reseal, the weep hole?
Put a water pump on it.
One time. And that was a job. I'd never done a water pump before. But I did it. Trying to remember why. Oh, it was when I flushed everything out. Something broke. I think it was when I was taking the thermostat housing off, and I just went and got a new water pump and put on it.
Seal will usually go bad there in the shaft seal, and it'll start leaking out that hole. I mean, you got to think, how many times has that thing gone around? Quite a bit. So, they wear out.
I want to tackle that job again. I was a little bit younger 5 years ago. That fan off, I had to go rent a tool to get the fan off.
Started back is the biggest pain in the tail.
The gaskets don't fall out of place and all that.
The fan, you're trying to hold all that weight and start that fine thread nut.
Sorry, I've only done one, so I don't remember everything about it.
I'm here in Traveler's Rest.
I would go that way and stop by and say hi, but Beth not feeling well. I might be taking her to the doctor this morning.
Not. I hope she's gotten better. But nothing serious if you do have to.
She's been feeling bad for several days, and can't seem to shake it. And she's got a trip next week that she's going on, and She got her shift covered today. So we'll see. 3:30 this morning, she was still wide awake and wasn't feeling good.
So they can get her something and get over it quick. So it doesn't mess with her trip.
She doesn't like to go, but I was like, if you don't go now, you wait till next week, it may be too late. And I heard your fan kick on.
Pulling away from a stop.
How's your week been so far?
Pretty good. A little hot for my likings, but other than that, we're good.
And it's been like in the 80s, upper 80s, when I come out and go to work.
Maybe up there where you're at.
It did get into the 90s by the time I got into town, even at 5:30 in the afternoon.
Yesterday afternoon, about, I don't know, 3 o'clock, it was 99 degrees.
Several years ago, we went to the beach with the family, and I think we were gone for a couple of weeks, and I was watching the temperature back home, back here, and it was hovering around 105 all week. It was in August, but it was mid to low 80s, or low to mid 80s where we were. I was thankful I took those weeks off.
I ran into somebody not long ago, the 1st of July, they were talking about how hot it was and how dry it been. They said, oh yeah, we'll get to the end of July, we should start cooling down then. I'm like, have you lived around here long?
Goodness, yeah, usually August is either just as hot or sometimes hotter than July.
I said, every time since I've been coming down here, it's been into September before it starts to cool down.
Most of us have pretty short-term memories when we might remember one particular week or day or, you know, high temperature for a few days, but when it comes to the yearly weather, we tend to forget what it was like.
I think you're right with the short-term memory. Most of us just, unless there's something to mark that's happened, they don't think about it again.
Every year, every summer, delivering to businesses, and somebody would make a comment, I don't think it's ever been this hot. And I'm like, do you not remember last year? It gets this hot every year.
I've heard that so many times this year already.
I mean, when you sit in an air-conditioned office all day and you run to your car at lunchtime, it does feel hot out. We get acclimated to where we spend most of our time.
That's why I struggle, because I can't get acclimated to either one of them.
The reason I never complained about not having an air conditioner in our package car, because it really wouldn't have done any good. Would have had to mess with the doors to make it worthwhile, and you know, once you start sweating, and you get a little breeze, it's pretty cool anyway. It's not bad. It's just climbing in the back of that package car and having to stay back there to sort packages. That's where it got really bad.
Not the brown sweat box.
How do I answer that? I mean, I could say yes. It's what I always wanted to do as a kid. I wanted to grow up and be a UPS driver. I will just leave it there. I didn't know what UPS was when I was a kid.
I was just giving you a hard time because I imagine those back of those trucks do get hot, especially with that polycarbonate top letting the sunlight come through.
Or just light, to let light. It really didn't. I guess they figured better than painting it brown and soaking up the heat. You know, the darker the color, the hotter it gets, but it didn't matter. Everything else was hot. I used to put a thermometer back there just out of curiosity, and, you know, it'd be 95, 98 degrees outside, and it'd get up to 120 degrees back there in the back.
That's the way some of these shops are, the way they're set up. They don't have airflow through them. Man, you go in them, and it just chokes you as soon as you walk through the door. I'm like, how y'all stand it in here?
Well, like I said, you can kind of get acclimated. One of my brothers used to go to Columbia and worked for 3 or 4 weeks at a time. He was a helicopter mechanic, and he loved it down there. He's not a big cold weather fan anyway, but he loved it. He would rather be in the heat than anywhere else.
Met some people like that too. I like for it to be warm, but not, you know, blistering hot. Gets out of the 80s, and I'm usually okay. I'm done with this.
The beach, I want it to be nice and warm. I mean, upper 80s is great. I don't even care if it's in the 90s if there's a breeze. But if I'm downtown or having to work outside around the house, I don't want it to be in the 90s.
To that, I'm with you. And we've had plenty of that this year already.
I was in Vegas, you know, a couple weekends ago, and we were standing on a sidewalk at about 11:30 or so, and it was 114 degrees. That was pretty warm.
Everybody likes to say, oh, it's a dry heat, it ain't as bad. Yeah, it is, it's 114 degrees, still yet. This might not be as thick. What's playing today other than looking after Beth?
I'm doing a lot. Might be taking Beth, I don't know, it depends on how she feels. She'll probably insist on going by herself. But I offered to take her. Get some sleep and maybe, depending on how I feel when I wake up later, maybe work on those beds a little bit. I've got to run out in the morning, get a haircut, and I need to get a couple more things for the bed while I'm out so that I can work on it this weekend.
Now the beds were coming, but I know that's a subject, let's put it that way.
I just haven't had a lot of time to work on it. I've got everything framed up, all the sides, rails, everything. It's all together. I just need to glue up the headboard and footboard. I have it together. I just haven't glued it yet. Wanted to wait till I got everything, make sure everything was going to work right. And then cut the rails, you know, for the mattress to go on. And then finish it with something, with an oil or something. It'll be done.
I think it's finishing. Ain't that right?
Like that. I'm a lot closer to the finish than I was. So, and it, you can see what it's supposed to be now when you look at it. I'll take another picture and send to you.
I just had to give you a jab about it. But I'm sure the parents and the kids will enjoy them greatly when they're done.
Winter's funny because she'll comment it on every once in a while. Well, how are the bunk beds coming? You know, you're making bunk beds, aren't you, Pops? Like, yep, and they'll be there. Just give me time. But she's fine. They're good about it.
To do that kind of stuff when you got to work and sleep and then everything else going on in life, it's hard to find time for a project like that.
Or is that okay? Yeah, exactly. I'm not retired. And while I'm happy to do it, because I like doing this kind of stuff, this was volunteered on me not long before Christmas as a Christmas gift. So I didn't, you know, it wasn't like, hey, for next Christmas, a year from now, you know, it was like, oh, Christmas is in December, which is next month. I told them that we'd make bunk beds for them, or you would make bunk beds for them, because that's what they really want.
You voluntold, isn't it?
Project, I didn't mind at all. I just the timing would have been a little bit, you know, poor timing would have been a little better.
But I used to get that a lot when I was working on vehicles. Need you to come do this, or need you to come do that, and you know, they didn't realize that I'd already promised or had stuff lined up in the evening to work on, and couldn't understand why I wouldn't just drop everything I was doing and run and work on theirs.
To that, we also had an eventful early spring too, with a couple of funerals and trips and things like that we had to take. So that's probably would have been further along if I had to take a lot of time off from it, too.
That. But Shane, I'm going to have to jump out of here. Looks like they're starting to roll in. So you be careful the rest of your trip, and hopefully Beth gets to feeling better, and you can get you some rest. So be careful. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 7-3, Shane.
Patrick, have a good day. We'll talk to you later. N4ZLK.